Wellington.
Let's go.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah, happy Friday, Dubbo and the Central West. Pippa, welcome to the studio.
Oh, TGIF, my friend, TGIF.
If we've ever had to say it before, because both of us this week have been a little bit under the weather.
Yes, struggling with the man flu, but cannot wait because tomorrow, Icarumba, it's the biggest day of the year, Derby Day. We need to both be in bed by 7 o'clock tonight, so we've got all our energy sorted for tomorrow.
Done. I'm having 12 hours.
Perfect. Love it. I'll join you. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Hey, later in the show, I was planning on making a joke about Josh...
Friedenberg. Oh.
But I think that joke's already gone, done and dusted.
What joke were you going to make?
You know, some sort of joke about the Citizenship 7.
About how he's there hungry for answers. Hungry for answers, because he's a Hungarian citizen. Good one, Josh.
Good one, Josh.
Good one, mate. This is just out of control.
You know what we should do? We should flip the psychic coin. Is he a Hungarian citizen
or
not?
Oh, let's do it. 8:45, let's do it.
Done. We're going to flip the psychic coin. Is he a Hungarian citizen or not? Josh
Friedenberg. That's right. Because our psychic coins, they need a bit more of a success rate, don't they?
Well, they're only at 20% at the moment.
Exactly. Let's bump it up. Let's beef it up with Josh Friedenberg. Is he from Hungary?
Hey, plus also after 8 o'clock this morning.
Hey, guys, I'm Skitch.
And I'm Tommy Shade. We're Bombs Away and you're here with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those boys in the studio with us having
cannot
a chat.
Cannot wait to chat to them.
That'll be awesome. Hey, plus stand by 20 minutes time, how a Bangladeshi actor has ruined a rickshaw cart's business by doing something on his movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Going to get him in a bit of
trouble. Drama in Bangladesh. There's drama in Hungary, drama in Bangladesh.
Absolutely.
World Drama Day.
Yeah. Up next, though, our reenactment.
It is, yes. Yeah. Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. Yeah.
I better get the script out.
Let's do it.
Doing it right after 50 Cent Candy Shop, R&B Friday morning. The Candy Shop. Yeah, yeah, R&B Fridays. Morning, Dub on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the air with you. 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Boys from Bombs Away join the show with us just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Hey! Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments for your R&B Friday, where we reenact an iconic scene from a television show. And if you think you know what we've reenacted, 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz because we're sending you off to Reflections Restaurant, Dubbo's hidden gem located at Quality in Dubbo.
Yeah, this is a great prize. I love Reflections Restaurant. It's the most beautiful place and some beautiful fine dining there as well.
It is magnificent. You are going to love it.
Okay, people, we've been practicing today's iconic Australian TV show. Mm-hmm. And if you can identify what it is, give us that call on 13, 12, 16 and win that great prize. Are you ready for me to play the director's beeps?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. A. Big cat. B. Dinosaur. C. Screwdriver. D. Dolphin.
Okay, Eddie. I definitely don't think it's dolphin. Big cat. I think, Eddie, I'm going to lock in C. Screwdriver.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like 70-80% sure. So, yep, I'm gonna lock it in.
Are you sure?
Lock it in, Eddie.
It's correct for $100.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
End scene.
Tell you what, we just keep getting better and better.
13, 12, 16.
If you think you know what TV show we've just reenacted with our mad skills, give us a call.
Hit 93.5, Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, stand by. A Bangladeshi rickshaw driver's had his whole career destroyed after a simple misunderstanding from a movie. Tell you about that next.
This is Australia's most difficult radio competition.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments for your R&B Friday. We've got Hamish on the line. Morning, Hamish.
Morning, guys.
Happy R&B Friday. Happy weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers, thank mate. You. Cheers.
Now,
cheers.
You're not coming to Derby Day because you're working this weekend, mate.
Yeah, earning a bit of cash.
Earning a bit of cash. Yeah, the dollar bills, y'all.
Would you like us to call your boss for you and get you out of it?
No, it's all good.
Well, if you can correctly guess what TV show we've reenacted, we're going to send you off to Reflections Restaurant, which is Dubbo's hidden gem at the Quality Inn. Have you ever been there before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Have you got a significant other in your life?
Yes, I do.
You do. Great. Fabulous. You're going to be BF of 2017 if you take your special someone there, because you're going to have a fab night. It's going to be gorgeous.
No, that's right.
Go on, lock it in, Hamish. Which scene, which TV show did we reenact just then?
Would it be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Are you sure?
Do you want to lock that one in?
Do you want to lock it in?
Yes, I do.
What's the correct magic word?
Lock it in.
Who?
Lock it in, Eddie.
Congratulations, Hamish. Well done. You've won the prize. You're off to Reflections Restaurant. Congratulations. Have a great weekend, Hamish.
Will do. No, thank you.
Yeah, Dubbo in the Central West, number one. Will Smith getting jiggy with it on R&B Fridays. It's hit 93.5. And we do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Stand by. Making your final visit for the week is Queen Latifah, coming up after 7:30 this morning with your tips on when disaster strikes. Great for the ladies. Guys, something in there for you as well. 6:22. Morning, everybody.
Happy R&B Friday.
Yes, it's good. I love R&B Friday.
So good.
You know, there's one guy who's not too happy today.
Why?
A Bangladeshi resident.
Oh, no.
Firstly, obviously wouldn't be eligible to run for Parliament in Australia.
Obviously not.
Being a citizen of Bangladesh.
Yes.
Well, he's a rickshaw driver.
Okay.
But not just any rickshaw driver.
Right.
An auto rickshaw driver.
And what's an auto rickshaw?
Well, I think it's
like
got
an
a motor.
Automatic one.
Yeah, like a motor in it.
Yeah, right. Mm. Common occupation in Bangladesh.
Very common occupation. In fact, he's sued one of the biggest actors in Bangladesh, this rickshaw driver.
Really?
He's just taken him to court.
Wow, just grabbed him by the balls?
Yep. Come to court with me.
You're going down.
See, what's happened is this massive actor in Bangladesh has gone and made a movie about a rickshaw driver.
Okay.
It's a common thing to make a movie about in Bangladesh.
Common theme.
Now, in the movie, he shows his business card in the movie, but the business card coincidentally has the same phone number on it as the auto rickshaw driver in real life.
Oh, really?
So this auto rickshaw driver says his life's been ruined because he gets non-stop phone calls from female fans thinking that they're calling the actor.
Oh, the famous Bangladesh actor from the movie.
But when
he flashed his business card in the film, all these women in Bangladesh are calling up and thinking it's him.
Yeah.
But it's actually a rickshaw driver.
It's an auto rickshaw driver.
Oh, no. This guy's world's been turned upside down.
Oh, and this guy's he's furious as well because his wife's starting to think he's cheating on him because of all the women who are calling him.
Oh, well, rightly so.
Mm.
How many calls is he getting a day?
Oh, he's getting heaps.
Heaps?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They're saying, oh, could I talk to you for 2 minutes? I just want to talk to you. I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, no.
And he has to be like, no, I can't. I've got a wife and a kid.
And I've also got to get back to driving my rickshaw, guys.
Rickshaw, yeah. So he's taking him to court because he figured going to Bangladesh court would be much easier than changing his phone number.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Could be, actually.
Could be.
And he could have been out of work for some time. Like, could just have been on the phone, you know, out of work from the rickshaw. He's like, I'd like to be compensated for the work I've missed out on.
Absolutely.
So has he won the case or is it pending?
Pending.
I really want to follow this.
Yeah.
I want to find out what happens.
We'll keep you updated. What happens, the case of the auto rickshaw driver against the famous Bangladeshi actor?
Maybe we could get them on the show.
Maybe we could just call him.
If they've got that number there online, let's rent the movie.
Yeah.
Watch it and call him with the number on the business card.
Done. We're doing that next. Kelly's Milkshake. Morning. Down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back. Cameo West Gold Digger, this is Hit 93.5 Morning, Dubbo in the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Stand by. In the next half hour, your chance to win a meat tray from Buninyong Butchery.
Oh, Kylie's got a very sad story here that I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Kylie loved her dog Gavin, little pug, little puppy, but she's wishing that she never bought him.
Why?
She's having pet regret.
pet regret.
Yeah, so she's Kylie's a single mom. She thought a new puppy would be perfect addition to the family home, which she shares with her teenage daughter. They stumbled across a casual breeder selling a little of cute little squishy face pugs and decided to snap one up. And excitedly took Gavin home.
Named it Gavin. That's the first mistake there. You don't give a dog a human name.
No, you don't. Call it like Ruffles or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't call it like a human. Anyway, within about 2 weeks, Gavin started to cough. Okay. So decided to do a little tickle in his throat. So they took him off to the vet. Still loved Gavin, but didn't love the $600 treatment that they had to get.
Dogs can cost a fortune,
for Gavin's.
They?
Well, this is exactly right, because then Gavin needed a surgery. And in the end, Gavin's ended up costing Kylie a whopping $25,000.
25 grand.
Mate, that's a new kitchen.
A dog costs someone 25 grand?
Yep, in vet bills.
Wow.
It's just outrageous, isn't it?
Like,
how much do you really love Gavin if he's costing you that amount of money?
Oh, you'd probably be a bit annoyed at him.
You would. You'd probably want to send him off to the farm. The farm where dogs go when they start costing you, you know, half a house.
Okay, Barnaby Joyce here. Remember when he wanted to euthanize Johnny Depp's? Johnny Depp's
Oh,
animal?
That's right, I do. I do remember that.
You're the new Barnaby. Oh, you come on here and talk about putting them down.
Hang on, though. What we want to know on 13/12/16 is how much did your pet cost you? Because I've got friends of mine, they bought an Alaskan Malamute that's like a little husky. Gorgeous dog, but this dog ended up costing them literally more than what their kitchen renovation cost them. And they just kept saying, like, one more time, like one more vet bill and he's going to the farm. One more vet bill, he's going to the farm. He ended up having to go to the farm because it just was just insane the amount of money this pet was costing it.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, how much did your pet cost you?
And was it worth it?
Yeah. You know, 25 grand is probably difficult to crack, but even if you've... It's broken its leg and cost you $2,500.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to hear about it.
Was it worth it, or do you just leave it broken and it just becomes a lying down dog?
Jeez, you're mean.
I'm not mean.
You're just Barnaby
Joyce. I'm just calling it like it is, man.
You can't just send a dog to the farm just because so you probably can.
After $25,000, I'd be sending it.
I don't think I could afford it.
Send it. Yeah.
I don't have enough credit.
Exactly. Can't Amex that, can you?
13, 12, 16. If your pets cost you a fortune, we're taking your calls right after Destiny Child Survivor. Morning Dub on the set to us, Pippa and Jimmy. It's Hit 93.5. I'm going to work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm going to make it. Dub on the Central West, number one R&B Fridays with Destiny's Child Survivor. Morning, everyone. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and grab a delicious McFlurry for just $2 at Macca's for a limited time only. Stand by, Pippa. Up next, I'm giving you your R&B Friday rap challenge.
Can't wait for that. But Kylie, she's in a world of pain after her little dog Gavin has ended up costing her an eye-watering $25,000 in vet bills.
That's five times what our Smash for Cash is worth at $5,100.
Mate, it's enough for a new kitchen.
It is.
So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, how much did your pet cost you?
Yep.
And is there a limit on what you spend before you go, you know what, this is just getting a bit out of hand. We need to think about sending Gavin to the farm.
We've got Chelsea on the line. Let's go to it now. 13, 12, 16. Chelsea, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Good. Chelsea, have you got a little Gavin in your life that's cost you about as much as a kitchen does?
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, I'm strapped in, girlfriend.
I made the first mistake of the human name. So I have a little Greg.
You've got a Greg.
Right. I've got a Greg, yes.
Are you regretting
such
it?
A Greg.
Such a Greg. Classic Greg.
So we bred a litter of puppies, and my partner and I had an argument of which puppy to keep.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so we kept Greg, and when they were about 10 weeks old, we gave him a bone to eat, and it got stuck in his tummy and cost us $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Greg.
Greg.
God.
He's fully recovered now, but he's a very special little doggy.
Has he cost you any more money since, or was that just a bit?
No, just that.
There you go.
Do you sometimes look at Greg and be like, when he chews one of your socks or pulls the washing off line and be like, Greg, you don't even know. You don't even know, Greg, how close you were to going to the farm.
Nah, not really.
See, you're not like Pippa. You don't just threaten to send your dog to the farm every time they eat a bone.
No, Greg wasn't going to the farm.
Oh, bless your heart.
You're the best. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
No worries.
What a story, Chelsea.
What a story. I tell you what, $6,000, all right, I get that Greg's a special dog, but what's the limit? Like $6,000, if he bumped up to double figures and went 10K...
If you're 10K, you look at the dog and go, that's a backpacking trip around Europe.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. How much do I really love you, Greg?
Look at that dog, look at the backpacking trip.
Exactly.
Look at the dog, look at this Kentucky trip. Look at all the boys I can get with, look at this dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's got a bone stuck in its tummy or needs a knee replacement.
Keep the conversation going. The Hit 93.5 Facebook page, but stand by. Pippa's R&B Friday Rap Challenge is coming up next.
Hamish and Andy are in a band called...
Coolio. Gangsters Paradise, this is Hit 93.5. Morning Dub on the Central West. Give us a call anytime. 13, 12, 16. Pippa and Jimmy, hope you're having a great Friday. Happy R&B Friday, everybody. But now, welcome to the studio. For the last time this week, she is a distant cousin of Queen Latifah. Her name is Queen Latifah. Welcome.
Oh, my babies, darling. Darling, it's fabulous to be here on R&B Friday. I've just been popping and locking out in the foyer these fabulous tunes you're playing, darlings.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, darling. Just gorgeous to see your face every day at this time. I'm just loving it.
What do you think of R&B Fridays?
Darling, it's just, I mean, you can't keep off the dance floor with R&B Fridays, really. I mean, it's just fabulous. I love it. I love it.
Now, tomorrow is the Hit 93.5 at Dubbo Derby Day. And don't forget, Pippa and Jimmy, we are going to be hosting the Maya Fashions on the field. But right now, I'd like to ask you for your top tips on how to handle yourself eloquently when disaster strikes, Queen Latifah.
Darling, I know, because you need to be prepared for last-minute wardrobe malfunctions should they arise on the day. So you need to have yourself a little emergency fashion kit, you know. Mm-hmm. You've got to have safety pins in there just in case, you know, something happens and your zip pops, you know, away.
So if your boob pops out, you mean?
No, darling. Well, you know, if you've got that happening, then, you know, we need to talk about that because, you know, maybe you need to buy a size up in your dress. I don't know. But, yes, safety pins are paramount.
Good old Janet Jackson thing going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. That's right, darling. I mean, a bit of double-sided tape wouldn't go awry either because, I mean, that just works wonders, darling. You know, a bit of instant stain removal. A little wet wipe or something, just in case you get a bit of shampoos or a bit of, you know, barbecue sauce on your white dress. Because obviously Derby Day, it's black and white. You've got to be very mindful when you're wearing white. I always suggest a scotch guarding yourself before you leave the house.
What's that?
Scotch guard. It's just like, you know, you just spray it all over the dress. It's like a stain remover.
Oh, great.
Yes, exactly. Just keeps anything from sticking on there.
What happens if you trip over and your knees land in the dirt?
Oh, darling, you just need a little Band-Aid. Yes, okay. Exactly. Maybe a little sewing kit wouldn't go awry either, just in case you cheek a little needle and thread in case you lose a button or something.
So you're actually suggesting people to pop into the toilet and sew up their jeans?
Oh, there's no shame in just a quick hem, darling. Absolutely not. You've got to look absolutely fabulous on the day.
What happens if you suddenly realise that you're drunk?
Oh, darling, just gracefully swan away. Just sashay away, darling, as I like to say. Sashay away, get yourself a soda water with lime and just sit in the toilet cubicle and just collect yourself and calm down, all right? You don't want to be disgracing yourself in public. The most important thing, though, to remember, darling, is because, darlings, I don't want to see you walking down Brisbane Street sans shoes at the end of the night, all right?
Yeah.
So for God's sake, pack a little pair of thongs or ballet flats in there so you don't have to go barefoot because... I mean, we're not animals, darlings.
There you go.
So...
any other final tips for Derby Day 2017, Queen Latifah?
Have a fabulous time. Remember to slip, slop, slap. Put a bit of spray sunscreen on there, darling, so you don't look like a lobster at the end of the day. Keep well hydrated. It's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you. As that song wraps up, we thank you so much for joining us this week in the studio, Queen Latifah. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
My pleasure, darlings. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Fantastic. Up next, your chance to walk away with a Buninyong Butchery meat tray.
How good will that be?
Great.
Love it.
Sketch and Tommy right now on the air with us at Hit 93.5, the boys from Bombs Away. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Oh, hey, lads. Okay, lads, tell us what the story is behind you calling yourselves Bombs Away.
We were actually driving behind a tow truck that was the company of the tow truck company was called Bombs Away. We'd been looking for a name for about 6 months at the time.
Right.
And when we saw that name, it just clicked. That was it. It kind of
sums up everything, like dropping bombs, like good tracks, and like Bombs Away, like Bombs Away into the pool. We just thought it was a really fun name, and as soon as we saw it, it just stuck. We kind of floated around for a couple of weeks, and it was really recognisable and kind of seemed to work quite well. So it came from there. But yeah, the tow truck company is still around too. We still get sent.
They're actually quite successful. So.
Wow! So just started jumping
more tow trucks since then.
Jumping on the coattails of someone else's success. Love it.
Oh, that's what we
sounds
do.
Like the Australian way, doesn't it?
Yeah, nobody tell them. They might come after us for some royalties.
Oh, wow. Hey, boys, you're coming to Dubbo. Is this your first time you're going to be here this weekend?
No. We've
been there a couple of times.
We've done it a couple of times, but we missed it this year. So it's been at least a year since we've been there. So we're looking forward to coming back and partying.
Because you're here on the biggest weekend of the entire calendar year for Hit 93.5's Derby Day. What are you most looking forward to?
Oh, but we might place a cheeky punt. If you've got any tips, let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, same here. Look, well, last Gold Cup, which was a couple of weeks ago, boys, I just decided to put a five on all the 100-to-1s and all the 400-to-1s.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing came through. Last race...
I thought it was going to be the best story.
Wait
for it. The very last race, I was just like, stuff this amount of cash. The longest odds won that race.
Oh my God! How much did you put on it?
Nothing. I was just like I'd already lost $80. I was just like, nah, stuff this, and then yeah, would have won the house back. So.
But then I found $20. So.
I thought it was going to be a Cinderella story.
No Cinderella story, boys. Hey, Ellen DeGeneres, she's gotten a little bit of trouble after tweeting a picture of Katy Perry's titties or boobs, whatever you want to call them.
Big balloons, I think, is the.
Yeah, she is doing it though.
Ellen would love them.
Yeah, she would. Hey, have you guys ever gotten in trouble for posting something on social media that you shouldn't have?
We've been pretty lucky. We're generally aware of what the current environment is, so we try not to do anything
in terms of
anything too much. But we've come pretty close a few times.
We have had one removed, but it was because one of the actors in the film clip decided she didn't want to be online anymore.
We did have a risque film clip, and yeah, then it was removed because one of the actresses changed her mind. Later on,
even though she had signed a waiver as well, so that
You guys were just good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us, just all round regular good guys.
Right. So you're not the party type, or are you sort of like really old now, but you're still trying to like live that party life?
No, we still party. We're just aware of how things look now in the day and age where Twitter can do bad news a billion times faster than good news. So
we
still get a little bit loose.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guess you got to have your wits about you. Hey, talking about partying then, Netflix just released just last week the new season of Stranger Things. Boys, would you rather, you know what I mean, stay home and do some Netflix and chill, or are you more like nightclub party every single weekend?
Cutting sick on the dance floor.
You've definitely got to have a balance. Stranger Things is boss.
It is, isn't it?
Stranger Things.
What else are you binge watching at the moment?
I'm actually on to Gotham at the moment.
Gotham?
I'm not into superhero films.
Not many people have watched it. It's like really realistic. It's not superhero at all.
Oh, really?
It's really realistic. The characters are all like played down. And
yeah, like the Penguin is just a regular, like a weird guy. No one has superpowers or anything.
Yeah, there's no superpowers.
What?
It's just about the city of Gotham and there's all these different characters.
It's kind of like NCIS crossed with like Law and Order, but based around the Gotham City. It's really interesting.
Yeah. And is that the series where Bruce Wayne's played by Ryan from the OC?
No, it's a kid.
Oh, it's a kid.
I don't know what the actor is, but he's like probably 10 years old in it. So there's all these other characters, and it's not really based around Batman or Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'm not really a superhero guy either, but I found this pretty interesting. I mean,
come on, Avengers is dope.
That's a movie, though.
Also, yeah, I guess Suits, everyone's watching.
Oh,
Suits.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Suits.
How do you feel about Rachel Zane leaving the show to go and marry a prince?
I can't believe it. Princess Rachel, get out of here. Come back to TV.
Would you watch the royal wedding if she was getting married?
Maybe. I hope as long as she stays in character. But I feel bad for Mike Ross now. He got phoned by outdone by the prince.
Oh, poor Mike. He was so adorable, wasn't he? He was just like, Mike, yeah. Hey, boys, we cannot wait for you to be here in Dubbo this weekend, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. And come on over and say hello to us. We're hosting Fashions of the Field as well at the Hit 93.5 Dubbo Derby Day.
How do we enter that? How do we get involved in the catwalk for Fashions on the Field?
Look, you're talking to the host of Fashion on the Field, yeah. So we do accept bribes.
We do accept bribes, okay. If you've got anything,
yeah. I'll remember that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And can't wait to hear your new single, Like You, feat LV, on the old wireless sometime soon.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe we'll bring it down on an iPad so you guys can play it at Fashions on the Field.
Oh, yeah.
Do it. If we have an aux cord.
That's 100%. Right. Or one of those little wireless speakers, Bluetooth speakers. We'll just hold it up.
Yeah, yep. Wireless Bluetooth speakers.
Pump it.
Oh, I'll bring my Bluetooth speaker.
The aux cord. What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
100%. Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, do remember we do take those bribes, though. So just behind the tent, not in front where everyone's
watching.
Yeah,
where everyone can see. Yeah. Make it a bit discreet.
I'll give you some tips on some 100-to-1 horses, too.
Oh, love it. Boys, love a good 100%. Tip.
We'll do that together. The boys from Bombs Away, thank you so much for joining us today and can't wait to see you here on the weekend.
Yeah.
See you soon. Thanks for having us.
Hit 93.5, snap the power. Pippa and Jimmy, we do R&B Fridays thanks to Evolution Orthodontics, diamond providers of Invisalign. Morning, everybody. Hey, Pippa, just before we do the R&B Friday rap challenge, I've got our psychic coins here.
Yes, our psychic coins that we put psychic energy into and they predict the future.
They do. So far, they've predicted 20% of the time correctly.
Yes. So e.g., who's going to win the NRL Grand Final? Who's going to win the Bachelorette?
Now, we're going to need Mike from Workdays, who's also known as a craft coordinator.
That's right. Basically, the craft coordinator is if we need something crafty done, you know, a bit of sticky tape, bit of glue, cotton wool, anything of the above, we get Mike from Workdays to do it. So he wears many hats, Mike from Workdays.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, Mike, we're going to need you. I know you're listening right now. We're going to need you to put some pictures, new pictures on here, because up next we're going to be flipping these coins. Is Josh Frydenberg, is he a Hungarian citizen or not?
Because he is a cabinet member that has come out overnight. He's the next bloke. He's the next turkey that's come out and gone, oh, guys, I might be from another country. Sorry about that.
So we'll ask the psychic coins up next if Josh Frydenberg is a Hungarian citizen.
He's actually a Hungarian citizen. But right now, okay, I need to warm up the vocal cords.
It's your R&B Friday rap challenge that we do every Friday.
It is.
Where you get a different topic to rap about. But today's topic's a little bit different because I've given you the lyrics and I've given you the song to rap to.
You've been very kind in some ways.
I have.
You've merged two great songs together.
Mm-hmm.
And you've asked me to perform a mashup of these two songs.
And I'll be in the background doing backing vocals.
Thank you. I might need your support here because what you've challenged me to do today is turn the classic song, The Horses, by Daryl Braithwaite, into a rap and rapping it to the tune of Genuine's Pony.
That's it.
So we've got a song about horses and a song about ponies. It's all very equestrian themed in favour of Derby Day tomorrow.
It's all in honour of Derby Day.
It is. I don't know if this can be done, but we're going to see how we go.
Pippa, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous. Daryl, I just want to apologise in advance if this offends you.
This is our R&B Friday rap challenge. Pippa is rapping the classic Daryl Braithwaite Horses to the tune of Genuine's Pony. Pippa, let's do it.
In
3, 2, 1, let's go.
We will fly.
Yo.
Way up high.
Yeah.
Where the cold wind blows, yeah.
Yeah.
Or in the sun, laughing, having fun with all the people that she knows.
If you
and
want
if the situation
it,
should keep us separated,
jump on
you know
it,
the world won't fall apart.
Ride it,
and you will free the beautiful bird it, that's caught inside your heart. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll be riding on the horses, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
You're
riding on the horses, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up, I'll pick you up.
If you're horny,
you will grow. And until you go,
jump
on, I'll be there. Right by your side.
Right in.
And even the whisper of the wind, she will carry up your ride.
If you're
I hear
horny,
all the people of the world
jump
in
on
one bird's lonely cry.
Right
see
it.
Them trying every way they know how to make their spirit fly.
If
here we go. Come on. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll be riding on the horses. Yeah.
Jump on
way
it.
Way up in the sky, little darling.
Ride it.
And if you fall, I'll pick you up,
my
I'll pick
pony.
You up. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
Jump on
we'll
it.
Be riding on the horses. Yeah.
My pony.
Way up in the sky, little darling.
Ride it.
And if you fall, I'll pick you up, I'll pick you up.
Oh, well done, Pippa.
We did it. We did it. Daryl would be proud.
Oh,
jeez. Who knew? Who knew that that song was so versatile?
Who knew that horses and ponies would fit into the same song?
It's unbelievable.
That's it, the R&B Friday Rap Challenge. If you loved it or hated it.
13, 12, 16.
We take all criticism.
We don't take any criticism. We'll only take love and praise.
We'll take the criticism off the air. We'll put the love
on
the air.
That's right, exactly.
To make us seem extra love.
Yep.
We are flipping the psychic coins up next. Is Josh Friedelberg a Hungarian citizen or not? Rihanna with SOS, this is Hit 93.5, Morning Dove on the Central West. Head to hit.com.au for a chance to win an all-Aussie adventure, plus a new smartphone powered by Optus, now covering more Australians than ever on 4G Plus and NBN. Pippa, we're joined in the studio right now by the wonderful Mike from Workdays,
who today turns 25.
Oh,
Happy birthday, Mikey. Mike.
Thank you.
Mikey, quickly before we get on to flipping of these coins,
yes.
How do you feel that Pippa forgot your birthday this morning?
Don't
it was really interesting. She came out like during one of the songs for a second, said hi to me that she does every morning, and she was like, oh, I thought she mentioned it every other day except for today.
Oh,
and then,
gosh.
Yeah, she came out another 10 minutes later.
I actually cannot believe I forgot.
Well, my Facebook reminded me, by the way, so I knew.
Oh, everyone in the office forgot until they check Facebook. It's okay. I'm not offended. It's
how
fine.
Old are you? 21, 22?
25. He's in his
mid-20s. Mid-20s, mate. Well done.
Happy
hey,
birthday.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank
and
you.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
It's all good.
So we've got you in here for multiple reasons. One, it's
yes.
your birthday. So happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Make sure
birthday,
everyone calls 13, 12, 16 from 9 o'clock to wish Mike a happy birthday.
Secondly, you're also the craft coordinator here.
Yes. Apparently, yes.
You wear many hats. It wasn't a title that you knew you had until we just placed it on you against your will, probably.
Yeah, well, with 5 minutes' notice, that's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
I'm used to it.
But the craft coordinator has a very important job that if the breakfast show needs any props or craft done, we summon our craft coordinator.
Yes, and I've thrown these coins together very quickly for you
have.
Guys.
We appreciate it because overnight the news broke that Josh
Friedenberg,
yeah. He's one of the ministers for that Turnbull guy. I've got a
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
Sorry to
Royal
our content
Highness
director.
As of this current broadcast, yes.
That's yep. right, yes, exactly.
Well, who knows, because if this guy turns out to be a Hungarian citizen, Malcolm may actually lose his balance
it
of power.
It will be a huge blow to the Turnbull government. So Mike from Workdays, a.k.a. Craft Coordinator, we've brought you in here with three psychic coins.
Yep.
We've sent a lot of psychic energy into them. We're going to flip them to see if, in fact, Josh Friedenberg is a Hungarian citizen.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or not.
So one side has got pictures of Josh, and if it comes up on Josh, he is a Hungarian citizen.
On the other side, explain to us what you've done.
I've just found, like, a picture of a cup of water, because then it'd be not hungry.
Not hungry.
Not hungry. Not
yeah.
Hungarian.
Yeah. I've
good.
Had to do this much craft for Josh Friedenberg, except for my Josh Friedenberg fan club. But yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Enough. Well, you're flat out with that, I bet. So, okay. We're going to flip the psychic coins.
Is Josh Friedelberg.
Friedenberg. You've got to get his name right. Come
on. Is he a Hungarian citizen or not? Take it away, Mike.
That went into the roof.
Okay.
Two waters, one Josh. He's not hungry.
He's not hungry. So not a Hungarian citizen.
Josh is not hungry. Thanks for joining us in the studio. Thanks, Mike.
No worries.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Yep, bye.
Okay, yep. Shall I leave? Yeah,
you
okay,
leave.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Yep.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Mike.
We've got to wrap
bye.
The show
love
up
you.
Now. Love you, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot his birthday. I'm the worst breakfast host ever.
So rude of you.
Oh, I can't believe. I just... Oh. I forgot so much on my plate this week.
I forgot it as well, but I didn't go and talk to him till after I remembered.
You faked that you remembered off the back of my mistake. Mm. Can't believe you would do that.
I'm much better at faking it than you are.
You are, yes.
Obviously got a lot more practice.
I need to go and buy a cake for him now.
Yeah, to make up for it. There you go. Our psychic coins, which has so far been 20% correct, say he is not hungry.
Not Hungarian.
Yeah.
Well, what a show, what a week. That's it. We're finito. We're out of here.
Tomorrow.
Cannot wait to see you all there. Make sure you come and say hello. You're all going to look fabulous.
It is Derby Day. And then on Monday, it is No Duck Monday. Is that what we're calling it?
No, it's What the Duck Monday.
What the Duck Monday. Your chance to win a $30,000 swim spa from Mars Group Family Property.
With Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck. And we've got Peking Duck on the show.
Can't wait. Have a great weekend.
Woo! Bye. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I've been telling you.